American Ground Radio is now available with no artificial flavors, no artificial sweeteners, or petroleum dripping-based dyes. Harvested, field to table. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pruff. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So let me just tell you something that is going to shock the living daylights.
Ooh, I don't want to be shocked. I certainly don't want the living daylights shocked at me. It sounds like it's painful.
But the so-called experts, the smug professors, the Wall Street crowd, the ones that say we know everything.
Yes.
Okay. They have spent the last few years lecturing America about how tariffs were going to destroy civilization. And this is big.
Yeah.
This is historic because I think this
They point back to the Smoot-Hawley tariffs back in, at the start of the Great Depression. And then they say, well, that's what led to the Great Depression. It made it worse. No, it was Keynesian economics that made the Great Depression worse. The Smoot-Hawley tariffs may not have been smart, but they weren't the cause of the Great Depression. But that's been the thought process for 90 years, 95 years in this country now.
And the question is, has anybody done the research?
Nah.
No, they have not. However, you know who did?
Trump?
No.
Oh.
Well,
Bessent?
Maybe
Scott Bessent,
in an indirect way. The Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco.
Well, San Francisco. Oh, this is a far left group.
No. But they looked at this. So you have the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Not Breitbart.
Okay.
Not, you know, Mar-a-Lago economic advisors. No, the Heritage Foundation. Well, you know, any of these right leaning think tanks.
The Federal Reserve of San Francisco, not the Federal Reserve of Dallas or St. Louis, but the Federal Reserve of San Francisco.
But it's part of the Federal Reserve system.
Yeah, but.
And their conclusion says that when countries raise tariffs, prices actually fall.
What?
Not rise. Let me repeat that for the economists in the back
of the room.
Tariffs make prices go down.
Now, how in the world does that work? Did they say?
Well, they explained, they looked at 150 years. It was basically a 150-year analysis. And they looked at the numbers.
Okay.
And they said, no, manufacturing, you know, moves back into a country that implements tariffs.
Okay. Let's go back to The Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith. Now, people think Adam Smith created capitalism. He did not. All he was simply trying to do was describe how economics works. People say he was creating capitalism. He wasn't. He was simply describing how it works already. One of the things he was saying about capitalism is that when you favor someone who's close to you, who works in your neighborhood, who works in your city for your goods and services, you end up building up the wealth of your nation. It's not your intent, but that's kind of what happens. So when you're favoring in production from Vietnam or from China, what you're doing is you're actually making your country weaker because you're improving that country over yours. So if tariffs are bringing back, and you don't want to go too far on tariffs, like anything, you can be excessive with it. But if you're doing enough tariffs to level out a playing field and make it just as economical to build something in your country as to build in a neighboring country, then now we've leveled the playing field. And yeah, I can see how that would absolutely help your country, lower prices, increase jobs at the same time.
Well, the data supports all of that, because they went all the way back to 1870 and they examined major tariffs. This was in the United States, in the UK, and in France. So you have three of the world's economic giants across three centuries. And again, they found that raising tariffs did not make goods more expensive. In fact, in measurable, repeated historical cases, prices fell. And here is why.
Okay.
Because number one, tariffs shift production home.
Yep.
Number two, it increases domestic competition. Number three, it reduces foreign dependency. Number four, it lowers the vulnerability to global supply chain racketeering, you know, and especially with respect to currency manipulation, which is what the Chinese have been doing for decades.
Or look at rare earth minerals. China has basically cornered the market on rare earths, not because we don't have these rare earth minerals in the U.S. We've got them in Oklahoma. We've got them in Colorado. We just haven't allowed ourselves to drill for them. So China's cornered the market on all that, which when you have one country that has a monopoly on a raw material, you're going to be driving up the cost of production around the globe for anything that depends on
Absolutely.
That raw material.
And the fifth reason, speaking of China, is it basically disciplines or otherwise, prohibit, but it certainly discourages foreign producers who dump products into countries like our own at predatory prices because they're making it with, they're making those products with slave labor.
Well,
and certainly, you know, those folks that are getting paid in China in these sweatshops, they're not getting health insurance. They're not, you know, no one's contributing to their 401k.
Right.
They're not contributing to FICA or SUTA or all of the taxes, the federal taxes that we are required as employers to contribute for our employees.
China's not trying to make our economy better. China's trying to do what they can to make their own money.
But China was, they were the beneficiaries
Absolutely.
Of low tariffs.
Absolutely.
China, the EU.
Wait. They had low tariffs from other countries. China still had high tariffs on its country.
Oh, no.
We have to have these high tariffs because we're a developing country. Well, if China was able to rise at the astronomical rate it was able to rise, and yet it had massive tariffs on imports into China, and you say, well, tariffs are bad for an economy. Explain China. You can't do it.
No. I mean, their entry into our market, the barrier to get into the United States market is almost nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, well, it had been.
You gave them most favored nation status.
Up until President Trump. So the old narrative of, you know, tariffs are bad, it enriched the Chinese, the Europeans, the EU, global multinationals, Wall Street banks, lobbyists. And really the entire free trade market. And you know who got wiped out? The American workers.
Completely.
American manufacturers, American jobs, American wages.
The CEO of Ford came out this week and said, tariffs are good for Ford because Donald Trump's tariffs are good for Ford because what it does is it means Ford no longer has a competitive disadvantage for building trucks in the United States.
It's more than that, though. The Chinese have opened up their market. They are now, the Chinese government has agreed to buy Ford F-150s.
Yeah.
How crazy of an upside down world have we found ourselves in this Trump administration? And by the way, it's a glorious, some say the best ever upside down world they've ever been in.
There was a new trade deal announced today. The United States announced a new trade deal with Switzerland, where Switzerland lowered its barriers to entry into its market. And there are a lot of rich people in Switzerland. When you look at per capita GDP, Switzerland's got a lot of wealthy folks living in that country. And now they are going to be paying a 15% tariff to send their chocolate and their watches here into the U.S. And we get access into their market like we've never had before.
So I guess, you know, this Federal Reserve 150-year analysis that says tariffs are not bad.
It's a pretty good deal.
For a country.
Yeah, that's a pretty good report.
I can't wait to hear the mainstream media attack them.
They're going
to
ignore it.
They're going to attack them.
They'll
ignore it?
Completely.
They'll attack them.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the prosecution against President Trump from Georgia will continue to move forward. Fannie Willis, the Democrat DA for Folsom County, Georgia, was removed by the court from the case for having an affair with her chief prosecutor in that case. The state was given until today to name a new prosecutor, accusing President Trump of violating election laws in 2020. No prosecutor contacted by the state would agree to take the case. So Peter Skandalakis, who was placed in charge of finding a new prosecutor, said he would take the case since no one else in the state would. It's not clear how the state States case can move forward now, since the Constitution forbids the criminal prosecution of the sitting president of the United States of America.
And this is all over a phone call that the president had with the Secretary of State and about, what, 20 other folks that were on the line.
On the line.
Where he said, I need you to find me.
He says, I think the votes are out there. You need to find the votes.
You need to find the votes that
he thought
that
were
haven't been counted or that have otherwise been subjected to fraud.
Second thing you need to inform about, looks like another prominent Democrat may have committed mortgage fraud. California Congressman Eric Swalwell, who previously was accused of having an affair with a Chinese spy, is now accused of falsifying his mortgage documents. Department of Justice says it's opened a case after receiving a referral from the Federal Housing Finance Administration. The FHFA says Swalwell claimed Washington, D.C. to be his primary residence on mortgage papers for millions of dollars worth of property. But as a member of Congress, his primary residence must be in his home state of California. Swalwell claims the investigation is purely politically motivated, saying, like James Comey, John Bolton, Adam Schiff, and Lisa Cook, Letitia James, and the dozens more to come, I refuse to live in fear of what was once the freest country in the world.
Well, you know what? If he gets into a little economic trouble, financial trouble, maybe his girlfriend, Bang Bang. No, that's Fang Fang.
Let's
might
move
help
on.
Her out.
Third thing you need to know, former Democrat Jared Golden of Maine announced he won't be seeking re-election to Congress. Golden's one of 47 incumbents in the House and Senate who's not seeking re-election next year. Golden won a red-leaning district several times and was seen as a moderate Democrat, but several of his votes with Republicans have angered leftists across the country. In a letter announcing his retirement, Golden said he was concerned about the rise in political violence, adding, I don't fear losing. What has become apparent to me is I now dread the prospect of winning. That makes it more likely Republicans can pick up Golden's seat in Congress next year. We've got more American Ground Radio coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, well, her legislation does allow for an exception, meaning that 10,000 immigrants in this country would be allowed to have H-1 visas.
Whose legislation?
H-1B visas.
Whose legislation?
This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG.
Okay.
Now, of course, President Trump raised some eyebrows the other day in a Fox News interview where he basically said, you know, H-1B visas are necessary, and I quote, to fill talent Americans lack. Now, that did raise some eyebrows. He didn't say eliminate it. He didn't say shut it down. He didn't say reverse course. He said America needs these specialized visas because you can't take people off an unemployment line and say, we're going to put you in a factory. We're going to make missiles. That there are some talent that it does not exist in sufficient quantities in the United States.
Yeah, but the fraud in the
specialized knowledge, I should say, not necessarily talent, but specialized industrial knowledge.
Yeah, but the fraud in the H-1B visa program.
It's real. It's absolutely real.
There's
real.
A lot of fraud in that. And so.
No, I get it.
Yeah, we may need some. We don't need near as many as we're bringing over. We just don't. Because but, you get rid of the fraud, well, that would suggest we don't need as many of those visas. So we definitely need to be cutting down on that.
No, I get that. And look, Marjorie Taylor Greene is right as far as the fraud and the abuse is real.
It is.
And
you don't need H-1B visas for people to go work at Disney World.
No, that's true. And H-1B, if you look at the majority of H-1B visas, they're not going to rocket scientists or missile engineers or mathematicians or medical researchers. The numbers, if you look at the numbers, the biggest users of H-1B visas are Indian outsourcing firms, tech giants, global IT staffing companies.
So it sounds like they're actually just wanting to get cheaper labor. Because you can't tell me that we can't, you know, Joe Biden's been trying to tell people for years, well, you put down your welding torch and learn how to code. Well, if it's that easy to learn how to code, why do we have to bring them from India? I mean, those two things don't make sense.
But the other part of this, and I think Trump is also addressing it, the national security angle, because there are certain industries defense and aerospace.
But why would you want foreigners doing those jobs? We need Americans doing those jobs. We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, did you go see Sydney Sweeney's latest film?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
And joining us now, our American mama, Terry Netterville. Okay, so Sydney Sweeney has a new movie out called Christie. It is about, as IMDb puts it, the most famous female boxer of the 1990s. First of all, had you heard of this female boxer in the 1990s? I hadn't either.
Yeah.
Okay, secondly, did you go see the movie?
No. And would I have? Even if everyone said it was a great movie, that's not my genre. I mean, that's not something I probably would have been interested in, unless
lesbian boxers is not your cup of tea.
Yeah, but I will say, look, all of this hate towards her from the industry is because of her. It's been outed that she's a registered Republican. Nobody knows who she voted for. Nobody knows her political stance on anything because she never has said not a word, not a peep.
Right.
And
she was given that GQ interview that made a lot of news as publicity for this film. And the interviewer was like, well, do you want to make a political statement? And Sydney Sweeney said, if I want to make a political statement, people will know.
Yes. I thought that was so bad. I thought that was so bad. It was so good. But, I was thinking about this. So in recent movies, these are some big names that stood behind and starred in and directed these movies, and they were all flops.
Okay.
Leo DiCaprio's movie, Bruce Springsteen's biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere.
Right.
Julia Roberts' movie, Colin Farrell and Jessica Chastain. Jennifer Lopez's movie, that Spider-Woman.
Yeah, that didn't
Dwayne
go well.
Dwayne Johnson's. These are all flops.
Yeah.
They did not receive this level of blame and hate because from their own people.
Right.
Because they lean to the left, and we all know it. That's the thing. If you think about it, a lot of us, we've chosen, and this is one of those things we've learned through the pandemic, We like to stream. We like to go to Netflix. We like to look at Prime. We don't go to the movies as much. And when we know someone's outward political stance, like a Robert De Niro or, you know, Ben Affleck, I don't want to see their movies.
Right.
So this is what one of the actresses that wanted this role, or she wanted the role of the girlfriend, her name is Ruby Rose.
Okay.
Ruby Rose. She said, the original Christy Martin script was incredible, life-changing. I was attached to play Cherry. Everyone, and that's the girlfriend of Christy.
Okay.
Everyone had experience with the core material. Most of us were actually gay. It's part of why I stayed in acting. Losing roles happens all the time. For her PR to talk about it flopping and saying Sydney did it for the people. None of the people want to see someone who hates them parading around pretending to be us. You're a cretin and you ruined the film, period. Christy deserved better. But here's Christy's response to that, because let me just...
So the actual boxer.
The actual boxer that became friends with Sydney and was her mentor on that set. But before I say that, I want to say, so this girl, Ruby Rose, is gleaning that she's somehow a Nazi because she believes that Sydney votes Republican.
Yeah.
That is the media's fault. That is the leaders in the Democrat Party. They do this. They make the left seem like that they should hate us. They make us look like we're the evil ones. We think they're wrong. They think we're evil.
Right.
But Christy said this. Christy said, look, I've always been a fighter. My life reflected that in every way, and now I fight for others. The past few days, I've seen some people attack my friend Sydney Sweeney. Sid not only worked her ass off for this film, she worked her ass off for me, for my story, for so many others suffering in silence. So I want to be very clear about who Sid is. She is my friend and an ally. That should shut Ruby Rose the freak up.
But I don't think it's going to. And I do have some concern for Sydney Sweeney's career at this point, because first of all, as you've pointed out, the left no longer likes her at all. Right. And yet, as an artist, I think she likes picking out content that would be more appealing to people on the left than it would. There aren't a whole bunch of MAGA Republicans who are like, you know what I really want to see is a film about a lesbian boxer. That's not really Republican content.
She's an artist. And she was going for that. You know how Charlize Theron, ugly
Monster
for that role. I think Sydney was probably going for an Oscar. She was wanting to do a role where she could like look ugly and show her true acting chops and not
exactly.
her boobs.
And not just be seen as a pretty
as
face
a sex symbol or
as
whatever.
A pretty body. Right.
But I disagree. I think she is not going to be harmed by this. I mean, I know the left, they may not hire her.
And joining us now, our American... Well, we'll have more of that, Mamas. We'll post that the rest of that online. We had a technical error on that. We've got some more American Ground Radio coming up here in a little bit. We're going to be digging deep, talking about, are people replacing God with government? That's coming up here next on American Ground Radio. Plus, in a little bit, what we have is time for Fake News Friday, my favorite time of the week, when you can come in and tell us what your score was. You can go to Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. Tell us what your score was on the on Fake News Friday. Plus, you can also chime in here on the show. Just send us a text. You can use our text line. It's 1-866-866. AGR 1776. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device.
You're a brand new flag, you're
Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country, and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune in to American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Palmer with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, one of the reasons that quality of life issues are so important to young people.
Yeah.
And really, I don't think it's limited just to young people. I know that is blamed for why Zohran Mamdani was elected mayor-elect of New York City.
Right.
As a lot of folks said, you know, I can't afford rent. I'm not getting paid enough at my job. And maybe I'm living with my parents. I mean, there's a number of issues there. And he comes in, he says, well, look, we're going to take care of all that.
Okay.
We're going to stabilize the rent.
Yeah.
We're going to give free health care. We're going to give free child care. We're going to give everything away. Free buses, free bus rides, et cetera, et cetera. And then, folks, that is tapping into a great deal of resentment that folks have. And if you look at the amount of credit card debt, which, again, you look at why can't young people get ahead?
Yeah.
Why are they unable to put away a little money every month to buy a home one day, to put a down payment on a home, et cetera, et cetera? A lot of it is debt. And if you look at credit card debt right now, credit card debt, and this is for all Americans, credit card debt right now is $1.2 trillion. $1.2 trillion. That's as of the third quarter of this year, 2025.
It's a lot.
That's up from 1.2. Well, you're splitting $33 billion here, but it's up from the second quarter of 2025, and it is the highest balance since the New York Fed began tracking in 1999.
But there is some good news this year in that rents are actually dropping across the country this year.
And that's some good news for people who are trying to get started. That for instead of this rent inflation we saw under the Biden administration, you're actually seeing that turn around, go the other direction, and drop down. That will go a long way to making life a little easier, especially for people who are just trying to get started.
But if you look at student debt, it's also through the roof.
Well, yeah.
I mean, and it is.
That's because the government took over student loans. We gotta stop that. We gotta take that away. Tell you what, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
Well, there's a new report that's out by Gallup. Drop in U.S. religiosity among largest in the world. It's the headline. About half of Americans now say religion is not an important part of their daily life. They remain as divided on the question today as they were last year. Such large declines in religiosity are rare. Since 2007, only 14 out of more than 160 countries in the world have experienced drops of over 15 percentage points in religious importance over a 10-year period. So basically they're saying, over the last 10 years, from 2015 until 2025, we've seen a drop of 17% of Americans who say that they are involved in, that religion is a very important part of their daily life. 17% drop in a decade. Now, that is a huge problem for our country, because John Adams said, our Constitution is only suitable for a moral and religious population. It's wholly inadequate for the governance of any other. If we don't continue to have a population of people who believe in God and believe that God is active in our lives on a daily basis, then how can we believe in the ideas that this country was founded on? If you don't believe in a creator, what do you believe in?
Well, yeah, it's right there in the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence. I mean, those rights that we have, that we enjoy as Americans,
they come from the creator.
Not from government.
No.
Because what government can give you, government can take away. So that's why it's so important that the folks that we all elect, they must believe in a creator. Now, it's not one particular denomination, but you've got to believe that it's not government that gives us our rights.
You should be believing in a creator who loves us enough to give us our rights, right? I mean, there's some people who, in go the Roman gods, they didn't love people. They weren't giving people rights. But our creator, the creator, does. And this is important, because not believing in God doesn't mean you don't believe in anything. We are creatures of faith. So if we aren't placing our faith in God, what are we placing our faith in? Are we placing our faith in ourselves? Are we placing our faith in technology? Are you placing your faith in government?
Well, I think, if you go to George Washington's farewell address,
yeah,
he said, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports.
They are.
Indispensable. Not useful.
Indispensable.
Not that it's nice to have.
Not convenient.
Indispensable. Right. Because Washington believed, and certainly our own experience confirms, that a free people must govern themselves morally before they can govern themselves politically. Otherwise, you've got freedom that is basically devolving into chaos, and chaos demands tyranny.
It looks more and more like people, especially those on the left, are taking their faith from God and they're transitioning it to a faith in government. And let me prove it to you. Listen to this section of the acceptance speech from Zohran Mamdani last week in New York City. Take a listen.
We will prove that there is no problem too large for government to solve and no concern too small for it to care about.
Okay. He started off with saying, we will prove. That means he hasn't proven it yet. We will in the future. That means he has placed his faith in that following statement. It's not that he doesn't have faith. He's placed his faith in the following statement. And this is a statement of fact, this is a statement of faith, not of fact. He said, there is no problem too large for government to solve and no concern too small for government to care about. Again, that's his statement of faith. Now, just for a little thought experiment, swap out the word government and instead put back in the word God. And that sentence becomes, there is no problem too large for God to solve and no concern too small for God to care about. That would be a biblically accurate statement of faith.
But nature hates a vacuum.
A vacuum.
And so when you have folks who have taken God out of society, out of our community.
Or taken their faith away from God.
Then something else will step in. And a lot of times what we're seeing is it's government ideology, it's identity politics, it's racial grievance, it's gender confusion. I mean, it's science.
And so
so-called science.
So Mondami has placed his faith not in God. He has placed his faith in government and moreover in his ability to run government. And so did a majority of the New York voters who voted for him. And yes, he did get votes from Muslims and Christians and Jews alike in New York City, along with atheists. But the Muslims, Christians, and Jews are people who should be putting their faith in the Almighty, not putting their faith in the bureaucracy. God's power comes from his love. Government's love is based on power. And that is why this is such a big problem.
But I think when people no longer feel answerable to a higher law, when they stop believing, you know, that there is sin, when they stop believing in virtue,
right?
When everything becomes subjective,
yes,
then that's where tyranny begins.
That's absolutely where tyranny begins. Because again, John Adams said, our government's only suitable for a moral and religious people. What kind of a government is suitable for an immoral and irreligious people?
And religion.
It's tyranny.
Well, yeah, but religion was the founding fathers' antidote to that poison.
If you don't place your faith in God, you will place your faith in something else. And that thing will come to dominate your life in ways you won't anticipate. And New York's about to learn that lesson.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Let's be honest, the healthcare system has become a maze of red tape and sky-high costs. That's why we want you to check out Altrua Health Share.
Altrua isn't insurance. It's a faith-based health-sharing community where members care for one another's medical needs. You get access to over a million providers nationwide, and you often save thousands of dollars every year.
Take back control of your healthcare. Visit altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for special savings when you join.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Have you ever been accused of something you didn't do? Your word alone might not be enough.
That's where iDetect from Global Data Fusion comes in. iDetect is the groundbreaking lie detection technology trusted by law enforcement, businesses.
iDetect can help prove your honesty when it matters most, whether it's workplace issues or clearing your name.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007 and ask about iDetect. Mention American Ground Radio for exclusive benefits.
Global Data Fusion, hiring, screening, and now proving your integrity.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua Health Share.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over a million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Hey, y'all, check out these fun events around the state this weekend. November 7th, Big Boys Main Street Cook-Off in Thibodaux. November 7th through November 9th, Berwick Lighthouse Festival and Holy Ghost Creole Festival in Opelousas. November 8th, Thibodeauville Fall Fest in Thibodaux and the second annual Blue Denim Night in Folsom. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to laissez les bons temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So apparently there were 14 people charged for their roles in a mob-linked multi-million dollar illegal sports betting ring that involved university students and apparently former college wrestlers. So I'm
shocked. Who could have seen opening up sports betting in this country would have led to the mob getting involved with it? That's just so weird.
Right. I mean, you get corruption. And then, of course, you know, this is what happens when you take institutions, I believe, our college institutions,
yeah,
which were once founded on discipline and merit and moral clarity.
Yeah.
And then you replace it all with this moral relativism, cash grab, NIL deals.
You start bringing in huge dollar amounts.
And you get corruption. Yeah. And you get chaos.
Yeah.
And that's what New Jersey authorities found, a multi-million dollar criminal pipeline running through college campuses and athletic programs. So basically you're getting some folks, some athletes that are being paid to throw the game.
Well, there was, University of New Orleans? They had two basketball players that were just charged with throwing games, illegal behavior as part of their basketball program. You've had it in the NBA. You've had it in Major League Baseball, where players in the sports are being charged, indicted for throwing games or for betting on games they're involved in.
And think about it. You're a young athlete, maybe barely 18 or 20, and you get a visit from, you know, not the stereotypical, I'm being stereotypical here, but you get a visit from Vinny,
okay,
you know,
all right,
from the Bronx,
Vinny
or
Boom
wherever.
Box. All right.
And Vinny who?
Vinny Boombot.
Yeah, maybe that. Okay. Maybe we'll go with that. And he offers you a lot of money to, you know, maybe on that game-winning shot, you know, or that layup.
You come to my house on my daughter's wedding day.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's a terrible Godfather impression.
I want you to throw the game.
Yeah, see? Well, he might say something. He might have said something like that. But no, I mean, look, Don Vito would never get involved in something like this.
Something as shady as college athletics?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so if somebody were to say that he did, you're saying that that would be fake news?
I just might.
You are fake news.
Hey, kids, it's Fake News Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
By Jove, I think you've got it. And make sure you keep track of your score. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. Tell us what score you got this week. And by the way, we're giving away a special Thanksgiving turkeys in advance of Thanksgiving Day for...
I think that's really fake news.
Okay. All right. First one here. The shutdown was worth it. Real news, fake news, or really fake news? The shutdown was worth it.
Fake news.
That's
fake news.
Yeah. The TSA officers who worked through the shutdown are getting a $10,000 bonus. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
That's real news. The first openly transgender lawmaker elected in the U.S. this week pled guilty to child sex abuse. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Real news.
That's real news. Stacey Marie Lawton, the former New Hampshire state representative, he and his girlfriend pled guilty. A Democrat running for Congress is promising to put everyone who supports MAGA in hard labor concentration camps if he's elected. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Real news.
That's real news. Samuel Smelter from Michigan, he calls himself a furry homosexual socialist.
Wow, boy, he's quite ambitious.
Sounds very nice. A left-wing radio host literally kissed the feet of Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news.
That is indeed real news.
I didn't see it, but it's completely plausible.
Saturday Night Live alums Colin Jost and Pete Davidson bought a Staten Island ferry. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news.
That's real news, and part of a conglomeration that bought it, and apparently it's not making money. So go fig. A TikTok star has been ordered to pay $1.75 million to a woman for having an affair with that woman's husband. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news.
That is indeed real news. Torturous interference, or I guess denial of affection or something like that. One of those laws. Anyway, Tucker Carlson had Bigfoot on his show this week to talk about how Jews working with the government are using chemtrails to put mind-controlling chemicals over the entire flat Earth. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Boy, he has really ventured out there, Tucker Carlson, that is.
Yep.
I'm going to say this is absolutely, really fake news.
Yeah, it's all really fake news. The number one country song in America was completely AI-generated. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is real news.
That's real news. It's called Walk My Walk, and the thing that makes me the most angry about it was I listened to it, and I was like, man, that's actually pretty good. Shoe manufacturers are now rushing to make nickel loafers. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Aha! That's really fake news.
That is indeed really fake news.
Because they're not minting the penny
longer. They're not minting the penny
any longer. Penny loafer.
Okay, Kai Trump, President Trump's granddaughter, is making her LPGA Tour debut this weekend.
I'm going to go with real news on that.
It's real news. Unfortunately, she came in last place on that.
But she was very fashionable doing so.
Yes, and the LPGA welcomed her in with open arms. A major bridge in China collapsed just months after opening. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news. They built in a landslide-prone area. And then just in time for Christmas, Bose has introduced new holiday-themed headphones that cancel out the sound of Mariah Carey's Christmas music. Real news, fake news, really fake
it
news.
Might not be a bad idea, but that is really fake news.
That is indeed really fake news. Okay, kids, that's how we play our game. I think you got all of them.
I think
you
I
got
did.
100%.
Absolutely. I'm on fire.
All right, well, if you got a higher score than Lewis, let us know. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio.
How do they get higher than all of them?
Well,
that's fake news.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, I mean, this, if I was a Democrat, member of the Democratic Party, if I was part of the leadership of the Democratic Party,
okay,
I would explain perhaps some of the losses that the Democrat Party has sustained over the last several years. I would blame it on COVID. And let me tell you why. Because apparently all of the Democratic National Committee staff have been working remotely.
They have, yeah, that's right.
And now, apparently, the DNC is ordering them back into the office.
Yeah, you got 60 days to come back to work. You've been at home.
Explains a lot here, right?
That's quite possible.
I think
maybe that's why nobody at the DNC understood that Joe Biden was mentally addled, because they hadn't been at work since 2021.
So now that they have to go back into the office, I mean, if you got to leave your apartment, you got to leave your house.
Yeah.
And go back into the office.
Yeah,
maybe
that's why nobody found the
turn around.
Maybe that's why nobody found the pipe bomb on January 6th, because nobody was at the office.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that part.
Okay, all right.
I'm just saying. Apparently, the members of the staff, DNC, they're very upset about having to go back into the office.
They're annoyed. They're annoyed by it.
They're crying about having to have a 9-to-5 schedule again.
I didn't leave Twitter so that I could have to go to the office.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Well, you got to say,
it's kind of ridiculous.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Daniel McKellar runs a demolition company. One day he was walking out of the corner grocery store, and when the day's receipts fell out of his pocket and all those $3,500 in cash just laying in the parking lot. About that time, 17-year-old Josh Panch was riding up on his bicycle. He saw the money, immediately turned in all of the $3,500 to the person running the register inside the store. Later in the day, Daniel realized he'd lost the money, called the store to see if anybody had turned it in on the off chance, and he was astounded to find out that someone has. When he finally found out who it was, Daniel insisted on meeting Josh face-to-face so he could give him a $1,000 reward. When he found out that Josh was trying to save up to buy a new truck, Daniel went one step further, hired him on the spot to work for his company.
What a great story.
Isn't that nice?
That's fantastic.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.